For those of you who were here last Sunday, you know that we are examining the cast of characters that make up the divine drama of the Advent season. Last Sunday, we reflected on the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and his important role in preparing us for the coming of Christ in history, mystery, and majesty. In other words, Isaiah prepares for the coming of Christ in the past, for the coming of Christ in the future, and for the coming of Christ today through the sacraments of the church. Isaiah is a prophet of hope. His message is positive and uplifting. During difficult days, Isaiah helps us to look toward the future, when there will be better times again. Isaiah predicts that in days to come, in those days, on that day, the Lord will fulfill his promise to establish peace on earth to men of goodwill and to judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. The character for this second Sunday of Advent is probably obvious. It is, of course, St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist has some great props on the stage of the Advent drama. He eats the fat-free, sugar-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free, lactose-free grasshopper dipped in honey, which, of course, is always gluten-free. He always uses water as his prop for baptizing. And St. John the Baptist is the only character on the Advent stage of whom we get a description of his costume. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. Why? 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 8 says that the Old Testament prophet Elijah wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. Malachi 3:23 says, "Before the day of the Lord comes, I will send you Elijah the prophet. He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers." So before the Messiah comes, God promised to send Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus says that Elijah has already come, but they did not recognize him. The disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. Jesus says explicitly in Matthew 11:14, "If you are willing to accept it, John the Baptist is Elijah." So you see, when they saw St. John the Baptist dressed like Elijah, everyone knew what was happening. John the Baptist is the new Elijah preparing the way for the Lord. St. John the Baptist's unique costume certainly makes him stand out on the Advent stage. But what really makes St. John the Baptist stand out are his lines in the divine drama. The crowds were hanging on his every word. The Bible says that even Herod felt an attraction to his words and loved to listen to him. His lines in the Advent drama are famous. "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." Yet when the Pharisees and Sadducees come on stage, St. John the Baptist cries out, "You brood of vipers, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance." It's obvious that St. John the Baptist is not shy about preaching the truth. It's probably not what they are teaching our seminarians in homiletics class, that every sermon should say, "You brood of vipers." Obviously, the Pharisees and Sadducees were just going through the motions. They were saying one thing, but there were no external good works as evidence of their internal conversion. St. John the Baptist saw right through their facade. He wanted an interior conversion, and a sign of an interior conversion is good fruit. Producing good fruit. If we don't produce good fruit for God in the church, St. John the Baptist predicts that we will be cut down and thrown into the fire. St. John the Baptist's role in the divine drama is simple. He prepares us for the coming of Christ. And repentance is the number one way to prepare for the coming of Christ. Did you notice that St. John the Baptist uses the word repentance 3 times in today's gospel? The best way to prepare for the coming of Christ into our hearts, minds, and souls is to repent of our sins, to confess our sins honestly, humbly, in the sacrament of penance. On Tuesday at Divine Mercy Catholic Church in Faribault, Minnesota, there will be confessions from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. That's 4 hours of confessions. Father Patty is going to hear confessions for all 4 of those hours straight. On Wednesday here at Sacred Heart, we'll be hearing confession for all those attending faith formation classes. Last Wednesday, 5 priests heard confessions for all the students at St. Mary's School. There will be a communal penance service on Tuesday, December 16th, over at St. Joe's. There will be confessions in Waseca on Wednesday evening on December 17th. And of course, there will be a whole host of other confession times here at Sacred Heart. Don't forget, we hear confessions here every morning before Mass. What a grace it is to have all your sins wiped away and to receive the blessing of sacramental sanctifying grace. As Jesus said so often, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to make a good, humble, honest confession before Christmas. That's why our Lord came in the first place, to forgive our sins and to show us his love. One of those characteristics for a good confession is humility. And in going to confession, of course, we have to be humble. Humility is a virtue that St. John the Baptist excels in. When St. John the Baptist arrives on the stage of the Advent drama, he never takes center stage. He knows he's not the star of the show. He doesn't hog the spotlight. He lets the light of the world shine. St. John the Baptist came for testimony, to testify to the light, but he was not the light, but came to testify to the light. When he comes on stage, he's always pointing to Jesus. The crowds ask him, tell us plainly, are you the Christ? Are you the Messiah? Are you the one who is to come? And John the Baptist says, I am not. The one coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. St. John the Baptist says, Christ must increase and I must decrease. You see, repenting of our sins allows Christ to increase and sin to decrease. Making a good, honest, humble confession this Advent allows Christ to take center stage in our lives. On this second Sunday of Advent, may the Lord give us the grace to heed the command of St. John the Baptist of repentance and to produce good fruit as evidence of our repentance. Amen.